This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS action line continues a search for truth.
Well, good morning and welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. We have a real treat in store for us today. Dora Rucker is our guest, and we're just going to reminisce and have some fun this morning on WGNS. Miss Dora, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You look great this morning.
Oh, thank you.
You really do.
Thank you.
I tell you, it is such an honor to have you up here. And I just want to talk to you about so many things. I don't know where to start.
I know what you mean.
Now, you were born here in Murfreesboro.
Yes.
You've lived 101 years.
That's true.
And things have changed.
Very much.
What was it like when you were growing up? When you were first remembering things, I guess you were just a little toddler, 5 or 6 years old when you have your first memories. What was it like here in Murfreesboro? What was it like on the square and places?
It was very different at that time. Very different. But we didn't realize it because we got used to it being like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, were you here when, do you remember the tornado that came through? Now, you would have been just a little bitty girl when that came through. I guess that was 1913 or so.
No, I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? Okay. Uh-huh. What are some of the things that you remember most? Some of the fun times you had that you look back and you think, boy, those were great times. Was it in elementary school or high school?
Very much so. It was in school, and then I had a very good time otherwise at church and all those different things.
Where'd you go to school?
Sulphur Springs.
Sulphur Springs?
That was in the 9th district.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now, was that a one-room schoolhouse?
A one-room school. I never will forget that.
You think the kids today miss out on not having one-room schools?
I don't think they miss out on it because it's very uncomfortable.
Okay. Now, you were a teacher, weren't you?
Oh, no.
No, and what did you do?
I'm a cosmetologist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And the reason I ask you about that one-room school is because I've heard people say that it was sort of great having all the ages there together, and they could help each other learn.
Well, that part, I guess, was all right. But we had to get there and help the teacher make fire.
Oh, okay. On a day like today, that would be important.
Yes, that's the heat, yep. I'm telling you. We had one of these open stoves, mm-hmm, at that time, and we had to get and help her make fire. That was uncomfortable, but we got used to it, and I guess we thought it was all right.
Did you go out and get the wood, or did you use coal? Or
we had wood.
Wood.
So many times they would pile it in there before we leave for school that morning.
Oh, okay. We've got some friends who want to talk to you, Miss Dora. So let's go to the phones. I've got a feeling we're going to get a whole lot of phone calls today. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dora Rucker. How are you today?
Good morning, Bob. Again, this is Ella Martin.
Hey, Ella.
And Miss Dora Rucker, to me, is a treasure to this town.
Well, she's a treasure to all of us.
Yes, I mean, she's just a treasure. She's one of them need to be in the Hall of Fame or wherever you put those special things for people that have done so much for the community. Mm-hmm. And Miss Dora, I used to wear wigs all the time. And she used to sell wigs, she used to sell Avon. Miss Dora just done it all. And she's a sweet lady, and I just thank God for her today because she is 101. Mm. Oh, she's truly blessed. Mm. But she's done so much for this community. She's a nice lady, and she's still, you know, she's 101 today. But Miss Dora, when you see Miss Dora, Miss Dora's Miss Dora. If she's 101 today, she's still Miss Dora, and she's still, I don't know if she's still driving, but every time I see Miss Dora, she always had the prettiest wigs. And so Avon, and like she said, she went back in the day when her school was. Well, I went to Bethel School, but it had about 3 classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
But they always wanted me to be the one, the teachers always wanted me to cook it for them every morning. So I can understand about back in the day, I know about the stove and cooking on the stove and all the old stuff. But that's the good stuff. And Miss Dora Rucker today, I give you honor because you are well deserved.
Thank you for calling. What is the secret to living 101 years? Now, did you do anything different, do you think? Or?
Oh, talk to me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Well, the secret is, one secret is loving everybody. That's one. The second is loving the master, going to church. That's another one. Oh, it's just so many, I can't call them all.
But just having love for each other.
Praising God, because He is wonderful.
That makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dora Rucker.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Miss Rucker. It's Martha Bixby.
Oh,
I just wanted to call and say happy birthday, darling.
Bless your heart.
And I just wanted to say that, gosh, you've been a blessing to me and my family. You remember when we were little children and you used to do my mom's hair and we used to buy wigs from you and Avon. You've always been a wonderful lady. And God bless you, and I love you, and I just wanted to say happy birthday.
Thank you.
If my dad had been living, he was born the same year that you was born, so he would have been 101 on the 30th of this month. You have a blessed day, darling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 893-1450 is our number. Dora Rucker is our guest, and today is her birthday, 101 years young. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dora Rucker.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Rucker.
Good morning.
And you remember Mandy Cummins?
Oh, yes.
I'm her granddaughter.
Thank you.
And I remember you used to come over to our house and sell it at Avon. And I think at one time, you done my hair. And I want to let you know that God is still blessing you. And you just keep on keeping on. And have a happy birthday. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. 893-1450 is our phone number. Dora Rucker is with us this morning, and you're on WGNS with Dora Rucker. How are you today?
Oh, I'm wonderful. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you for calling.
Dora, this is Carolyn. If I'd known you was going to be on the radio this morning, it's such an honor when I brought your lunch, I'd have got your autograph.
Now,
how are you doing?
She told me when she walked in, she said, you know, I always feel pretty good, but she said, I feel especially good today.
Well, wonderful. Well, I am so glad. Just remind me Thursday when I come bring your lunch to get your autograph.
Very
She's
good.
Always telling me I look so pretty, but she's the one.
Oh, that's not.
Well, you have a wonderful day, darling.
Thanks for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 893-1450. Dora Rucker is with us this morning. And for many years, you served on the Election Commission. You've served so many ways in this community. I mean, you're just there helping all the time. What kind of advice would you have toward people today to get them more involved in helping others?
Some of them don't realize how wonderful it is, because if they get blessings from the Lord, you can have the same blessings if you want. Maybe not the same blessings, but you can be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just nice if you can be in some organization and you always learn something new.
Makes a lot of sense. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dora Rucker.
Yes, good morning. How you doing, Mr. Rucker? I hope you have a continuous happy birthday. This is Johnny Reed. I never did buy any wigs, but you were sold a lot of Avon to my mother. Good to hear your voice.
It's not too late, Johnny. Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think I'm going to change, boy. It's too late in the ball game. I just wanted to call in and wish Miss Dora a happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, and stay blessed, huh?
Bye-bye. 893-1450, Dora Rucker is with us this morning. Today's her birthday, 101 years young. You're on WGNS. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Fine.
Good.
We have one of the blessed ladies out there this morning. This is Charlene Lustersweater. Miss Rucker used to do my hair. She used to give me, I get Avon from her. She was such a beautiful, sweet lady, and she still is. The thing just to be that old, to know that she has done so much for just everybody, because she was just the ideal lady, and God is blessing her for that. And you all just have a blessed day, and keep on giving her the praises, because God is giving her the praises, and people are giving her the honor.
Thank you, Charlene.
To God be the glory.
Absolutely. Thank you, Charlene. You have a great day yourself.
Thank you, and you too.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
893-1450 is our number. Dora Rucker's with us. We're having a party up here, just reminiscing with friends who are chatting with her. I knew that there would be a lot of people calling. Everybody loves Dora Rucker. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Good morning.
Hi.
Miss Dora?
She's
this
listening.
This is Alma Blackman. How you doing this morning?
Fine.
do you remember Alma Blackman?
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Oh, okay. I tell you what, I wanted to tell you happy birthday, and you keep doing what you're doing. And I know you'll have a happy birthday, because the Lord has brought you too far to leave you now.
That's right.
So you just keep on holding on to the Master.
That's what I'll do. Because
he is the one.
Yeah.
And I would like to tell you that you've been a blessing to me. After I retired, I wouldn't have had a little business if it hadn't have been for you.
Thanks.
You just kept nugging at me every time. You would say, why don't you sell Avon? I'd tell you no, but you're one of these persons that don't give up. So you kept nugging at me till I had to say yes, and I'm glad I did. And I love you, and I hope you have many, many more happy birthdays.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Miss Dora, I understand tonight's going to be a special night for you. You're going to a game, aren't you?
Yes.
Why is it a special night?
Because my nephew is a...
Your nephew's going to play basketball tonight for
and
MTSU.
I'm so happy for him, because he has gained quite a bit by playing basketball. And this is the first game that I've been to lately, because I haven't been able to go. But just thank the Lord, I ain't going to forget him.
Absolutely. And you, I just can't, you're an amazing person. For people who have not been to WGNS before, we are on the second floor, and we do not have an elevator, and Miss Dora is right here sitting with us. That didn't slow her down at all. Nothing slows her down. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dora Rucker.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Mary Glass calling.
Hey, Mary.
How are you doing this morning?
Doing great.
You got Murfreesboro Diva.
Absolutely.
Right?
Number one
with
Diva.
You. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I want to wish her a happy, happy, happy birthday, and we love her. And I just want her to know that Murfreesboro is listening, and we care for her.
Thank you.
And for you to keep up the good work. She was one of the first sponsors of To God Be the Glory, and I'm going to always remember her encouraging me, hang on in there. Okay. We love you.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Have a blessed day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. Dora Rucker is with us, and we're reminiscing this morning, 893-1450. If you have a memory you would like to share, call us, 893-1450. We're going to check on the traffic and weather, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
A light shining through. You're barely waking, and I'm tangled up in.
Neighbor Talk unites the heart of Tennessee. Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
Need a new car?
Why not a truck? How about a Ford F-150 from Ford of Murfreesboro? Right now, Ford is offering up to $6,000 in rebates on F-150s or 0% financing for up to 60 months for those who qualify. Head to Ford of Murfreesboro and test drive the latest Ford F-150.
$6,000 in rebates or 0% financing for up to 60 months for those who qualify.
Ford of Murfreesboro, on Broad at Northfield. FordofMurfreesboro.com.
Bell Jewelers Antique and Estate Jewelry Show and Sale is coming up Friday, November the 18th. Don't miss it. You can own a piece of history thanks to Bell Jewelers Antique and Estate Jewelry Show and Sale. That's Friday, November the 18th. Bell Jewelers on Broad Street across from Toots. Remember that Antique and Estate Jewelry Show and Sale is Friday, November the 18th at Bell Jewelers.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair. Honest, personal, and professional service for your car. Alignments, brakes, air conditioner, and emissions repair. Roberts Discount Auto Repair at 896-1407 on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
As we get ready to wrap up your rush hour this morning in Rutherford County, please be advised we have a small fender bender at the intersection of Middle Tennessee Boulevard and Salem Pike, so watch out for crews in that area. Now, along Interstate 24, you shouldn't have any problems all the way into the downtown area, but guys, be advised we do have the Veterans Day Parade going on, so as you get into the downtown area, watch out for signs in place, because we do have quite a few lane closures in the downtown area. Los Palmas Mexican Restaurant has a brand new menu, voted the best Mexican restaurant since 1990. Stop in for lunch or dinner, see them online at LosPalmasMXRest.com. With traffic, I'm John Boyce for WGNS.
Thank you, John. Let's take a look now at that Murfreesboro weather, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
For your Veterans Day forecast, plenty of sunshine, a high in the mid-50s. We'll have a calm wind becoming south-southwest between 5 and 10. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Fellhuber. Right now, 34.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. If you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing a home, see Becky Walker or Jonathan Bolden at First National Mortgage Services, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, an equal housing lender.
Hey neighbor, when you talk, others listen. If it's on Good Neighbor Talk, keep it here. AM 1450, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dora Rucker, who is celebrating her 101st anniversary. Her birthday, a real milestone. That's an anniversary to celebrate, 101 years. She's doing great. She said as she walked in, I really feel good today. I always feel good, but I really feel great today. And she looks it, too. I mean, you look like a ray of sunshine coming in the door. We need that when it's, what is it? We're up to 32 now, so getting a little, see, she's even warming it up outside. 893-1450, and let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS with Dora Rucker. How are you today?
Fine.
Good. Did you have a thought?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Dora Rucker's niece, Galena Bell, and I just wanted to call to wish my aunt a happy birthday today.
Very good. What is your favorite memory of your aunt?
All the family dinners she used to host. She's a very good cook.
Oh, boy. What? Anything in particular? What is your favorite meal that she makes? What's the favorite item?
She's great with rolls.
You're making her feel mighty good over here.
Well, she deserves to feel good.
Very definitely. Thank you for calling.
Okay, you're welcome.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dora Rucker. How are you? Hi. Good morning. We hear you.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you today?
Oh, pretty good.
Good.
This, Miss Dora, this is Maddie Dunster.
Oh.
And I'm so full, I can hardly talk. I think about your brothers, Mr. Jobell, Mr. Herman, and your sister, Miss Marie, and Mr. Robinson. You know, I was a child then, but we live next door to Mr. Jobell. I'm so glad that you're 91 years old. I'm 86.
She's 101, by the way. She is 101 years old.
101.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, bless her heart. And happy birthday from Maddie Dunston.
You have a good day. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Let's go to another line here. You're on WGNS with Dora Rucker.
Good morning, Ms. Dora Rucker. This is Evelyn Ellis. A happy 101 birthday. God has been very good to you. I remember you coming to our house when I was a little girl. You saw my mom, Avon. You saw me, Avon. You saw my daughter, Michelle Strobel, Avon. And you're a very sweet lady. And we love you and have a very happy birthday. And I hope to see you soon. Evelyn Ellis.
Thank you for calling. Sounds like you were a good salesperson. Boy, people would have loved to have had you selling their products. It sounds like you just knew everybody.
I didn't have any trouble.
You just love to be with people, it sounds like. What did you enjoy most about growing up here in Murfreesboro? I know you love this town. What is it about Murfreesboro you think is so special?
Well, one thing I think, because I have lived here all my life, I think it's a beautiful little place.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been several places, but I don't like no place but Murfreesboro. I think it's a great place to live.
Absolutely. I will agree with you there. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody listening will agree with you. Mm-hmm. You're on WGNS with Dora Rucker. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Ms. Dora.
Yes.
This is Martha Smith.
Yes.
That lives across the street from you. Mm-hmm. It is such a blessing for you to have reached this milestone. Mm-hmm. And I'm not very sports-minded, but you are 101 year old, and you're going to your great nephew's ball game tonight.
Yes.
So if I'm able, I'm going to be there with you. I thought, now if my cousin can go to a ball game at 101, mm-hmm. I'm not that old yet. I'm going to celebrate it with her tonight.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful?
Well, that is, see, that may be just a way to get more people. We need to get out there and support Big Blue.
That's right.
That is correct.
Okay.
And, Ms. Dora, I do hope that if I have my Christmas dinner this year, you weren't able to come last year, but I sent you dinner, but I hope you'll be able to come and grace our table this year.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love you.
Let me ask you this. Now, you're a neighbor of Miss Dora. Tell us some of your favorite memories of having her as a neighbor.
She is a wonderful person. She do not miss a meet a stranger. And if anything she can do for you, all you have to do is halfway ask.
Yeah,
and she is willing and ready to comply.
We need more people like that these days.
That is so true. This world would be so much better if we had a whole lot of Dora Rucker.
I agree with you on that one. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes, and you have a happy rest of the day, Ms. Dora.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
893-1450, Dora Rucker's with us today. 101 years young. Boy, that is a real milestone. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Miss Dora. How are you today?
Good morning, Miss Dora.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Miss Stewart, this is Irma Goodman.
Oh, bless your heart.
I just couldn't miss this chance to wish you a happy birthday. She is an angel and a dear to be around.
Well, tell
us. I've known her for a long time. She's been a friend to my family, my whole family, for years and years. And we just have a great time being together. And Miss Dora, I just want to say happy birthday, and I hope you have many, many more.
We thank you for calling. You have a good day. Bye-bye. 893-1450 is our number. Let's go to this line. You're on WGNS with Dora Rucker.
Hi, Bart.
Hi.
Hi, Ms. Dora. This is Marjorie Miller from St. Clair Senior Citizen Center.
Marjorie Miller. How are you, Marjorie?
I'm doing fine. I wanted to know if Ms. Dora would let me tell the story that I told my class yesterday about her.
Oh, yeah.
I think she said okay.
Yeah.
Okay, oh. Okay. Miss Dora sometimes will come into my class. She's been going to my class at St. Clair, the senior fitness class, for so long.
Yeah.
And she'll come in a day, and she'll say, I can't stay but just for half a class. And I'll look at her, and I'll say, Miss Dora, don't you feel well? She says, oh, no, child. She said, I've got things to do.
Thank you.
I love it. Oh.
At 101, she's too busy, but she fits me in her schedule. She does half a class, and off she goes. But she is such an inspiration. I turned around to the class, and I said, shame on you for ever complaining about any aches or pains. Miss Dora doesn't complain about aches and pains. She fits us in her schedule, and off she goes with her life. She is such an inspiration. I just love you to death, Miss Dora.
I love you, too.
You have a happy, happy, happy birthday, and many more.
Thank you for calling. Have a great day. Bye-bye. I tell you, this is great. Everybody's smiling and everybody's happy, and it's contagious. Have you know, if you're just turning on the radio, Dora Rucker is with us this morning, and these are friends calling in to wish her a happy 101st birthday.
Wonderful.
And everybody's having a party. Thanks to you, Miss Dora. Good morning. You're on WGNS. Mm-hmm. Hi there.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I want to call back because I want to talk to Miss Dora.
Well, you're on. She's listening. She's right
okay.
here.
I'm
Ms.
right
Dora
here.
Rucker.
I'm Hi, right here.
I'm Evelyn Ellis.
Yeah. Oh, Evelyn, bless your heart.
I wanted to wish you
a You know how you helped us when you visit me other week? That was just wonderful. I never will forget that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I just called to say that I remember when you always came to our house when I was little, and you sold my mom, Avon. Mm-hmm. Then you sold me, Avon. You sold my daughter, Avon, Michelle Strobel.
Mm-hmm.
And you're such a sweet lady, Miss Dora.
Mm.
We love you.
That sounds good.
We love you. And I hope to see you soon.
Okay.
Go to the ball game tonight.
She is?
You'll see her there.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye. Oh,
thank
Lord,
you. Bye-bye. Everybody's coming to the ball game to be with you, Miss Dora. They're going to have Murphy Center's going to be packed tonight. Good morning. You're on WGNS. Whoops, didn't get that one in time. 893-1450. MTSU is going to have to work out some special things. Dora Rucker is the secret way to get a crowd at the ball games. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for calling.
Well, I'm glad you're doing all right.
Miss Dora's right here with us.
How are you doing, Miss Dora?
Oh, fine.
Well, that's good. You know who I am?
Not really.
You know, you come to my house with Ernie Stein many times.
I done went to so many houses, but I done forgot.
This is Dorothy Matthews.
Oh, yeah. Bless your heart.
You know me.
Yeah, I know you.
She would bring you over here to see me when I was sick. You come to see about me.
Mm-hmm.
And, honey, you are still that person.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to know that I love you, and I'll always love you. And I give God all the praise that he have kept you this long. I hope that one day that I'll be able to do what you're doing right now.
Oh, well,
just
pray for me.
Whatever God do, we have to accept it. But I do love you.
Thank you.
You talked to Martha a while ago, my sister.
Yes.
Martha Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I have been with you for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not as old as you.
No.
But I just pray and hope the Lord that I can thank and do the things you have done and that you are doing today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to bid you Godspeed, and I want you to keep on, because I know one day we're going to see each other again.
Thank you.
And God bless you, baby, and I love you.
I love you, too.
I know you do, because you come to see about me when I was sick.
Yes.
And I ain't nothing like old as you.
Mm-hmm.
But God gonna take care of everything.
Yeah.
And I used to get Avon from you. You was a good lady, and then when you got tired, you say, "Gail, get on out of here." You remember that?
Yeah.
Well, you have a good day, and happy birthday, okay?
Okay.
Okay, sweetie, and I love you.
I love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, in listening to these people calling, what they're saying is what you said just a few minutes ago when we said, what would be the thing for everybody to do? And you said, love one another.
That's right.
And I'm hearing them telling you how much you have meant to them. You've loved them.
Yeah.
You've never known a stranger. Mm-hmm. And when somebody needs some help, Miss Dora is right there.
Yeah, I love everybody.
That's great. And what a great laugh, too. I mean, you couldn't be around her without feeling better. Oh, boy.
It's been a lot of fun, I know that.
101 years of fun and laughter. That's the way to do it.
Uh-huh.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Bart.
Hi.
Hi. I just would like to call and say happy birthday to Miss Dora. She's 101. That is truly a blessing. Jesus truly is alive and well.
Absolutely.
And she may not remember me, but I'm a Clark. I'm Casey Clark's sister. But she used to sell our mother Avon. She lived in Spring Valley, and she would always come over and sell Avon to our mom. I never forget that. She was the Avon lady.
Well, now, is Casey going to sing her a song today?
Pardon me?
You said you're Casey's...
Casey's sister, yeah. I'm the youngest. Oh. He always tell everybody that, you know, I'm the youngest, but he's the baby. But he's just spoiled. But, yeah, I'm Casey's sister, Polly.
Now, is Casey going to call
Miss
in?
Dora was always so sweet when she'd come to the house. She always have a smile on her face.
Oh, absolutely.
She was just so sweet, and I want to tell her happy, happy birthday, and I just pray she have many, many more.
Thank you.
And I want to say, Bart, you don't have an elevator.
No.
And those stairs are something.
Right.
But if Miss Dora Rucker could climb those stairs, I won't complain again about climbing stairs. And I told you at 1 year old, if she could climb those stairs, I won't complain again about climbing stairs. But you all have a blessed day. And once again, Miss Dora, happy, happy birthday to
thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, you all have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Take care of yourself. Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dora Rucker. How are you today?
Good morning.
Hi.
I will say happy birthday to Miss Dora Rucker. Miss Dora, you know me, I'm Sally Bell Smith, and
yes,
I'm Manny Cummings' daughter. You know, I used to buy Avon for you. You fixed my hair. Miss Dora, you was a wonderful, wonderful person. I will never forget you. And I'm not quite old as you, but I would, if the Lord let me live and do around, I'm 80 years old. I get around, do what I got to do. And Miss Doe, you are blessed. And I'm Sally Bell Smith, and I hope you have a many, many, many more birthday. And
thank
may God
you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dora Rucker. How are you today? Hello there. We hear you.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning. This is Jonelle Prince, and I would like to wish Dora a happy birthday.
Very good.
She was one of the first ladies that I met when I moved to Murfreesboro in 1964.
Well, tell us.
We both were selling Avon.
Tell us what makes Dora Rucker special. I said, tell us what Dora makes. What makes Dora Rucker special? Since you've known her for a good many years. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, I think we
must... We're in the car, and we're breaking up. I'll just wish her a happy birthday and get off the air and let somebody else call.
All righty.
She's really an inspiration to everyone, and she's always so friendly.
Very definitely. Thank you for calling. You have a good day, Jonelle. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dora Rucker.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Dee Malone.
How are you, Dee?
I'm doing great. Happy birthday, Dodo.
Yep.
I called to let you know that we all love you, and we wish you many, many more birthdays. Mm. Have a great day.
Now, Dee, before you hang up, where did that name Dodo come from?
I think it came from her grandkids.
Oh, okay.
When they were very, very young,
yeah,
and they couldn't say Dora very well, so they say Dodo.
That's okay.
Right. So I think that's where it originated.
That's where it came from.
That makes it even more special if the grandkids came up with it.
Yes.
Thank you for calling, Dee.
Certainly.
Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dora Rucker.
Hey, Dodo. How you doing?
Hey.
This is Veronica.
Oh, this is my niece like this.
Happy birthday.
Oh, I'm having a lot of fun, I'm telling you.
Now, I know you are.
Nita and them missed a lot. They didn't like because I woke them up.
They're listening, though. They're listening.
They are.
They are listening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'll see you later on. I just wanted to wish you happy birthday, tell you that we love you. That's Veronica, Carrie, Kennedy, and Carrie, Colette, Donald, Kalisha, Cerise, and Dee.
Oh, and thank you, sweetie.
We all love you, and we'll see you later on this evening.
I love you too, baby.
Okay, hon. Bye.
But let me ask you, before you hang up, tell us, are you still there?
Mm. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, tell us your favorite memory of Dora Rucker.
My sister and I used to go over Dodo's house. She's our great-great aunt. She was the auntie whose house you would go over, and she would just let you do about anything you wanted to do, as long as, you know, it didn't put you in any danger. Oh. We played in her makeup, you know. I mean, we just had a ball over there.
Oh, boy.
We had a ball over there.
It sounds like you did, and you still. Thank you for sharing that.
Okay, I'll see you tonight, Dada.
All right, baby.
Okay, bye-bye.
893-1450. Dora Rucker is our guest this morning. We'll be back, and we'll take some more happy phone calls. I mean, these are happy calls. And as you tune in this morning, you couldn't listen to this show without feeling happy yourself. It is contagious.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Family Staffing Solutions.
They've given me back a new life. There are truly people in this world that care about the elderly.
Family Staffing Solutions. Personal care assistance at its best.
This is not a high-pressure business. We want you to be very happy when you agree to do business with us.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions.
When you need that help, it's there for the asking.
143 Uptown Square, 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
WeatherEye.
For your Veterans Day forecast, plenty of sunshine, a high in the mid-50s. We'll have a calm wind becoming south-southwest between 5 and 10. I'm WGNS Staff Meteorologist Mandy Fellhuber. Right now, 34.
Friends, if you haven't been to Bell Furniture, you've been spending too much on your furniture and not getting the quality. Bell Furniture has the Serta Leather Sectional. Regular $10.99, they have it for $7.49. They have some beautiful chaise lounges, too. And Perry Bell wanted me to tell you that everything at Bell Furniture is made in America. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The opinions you heard are not necessarily those of our advertisers, staff, or WGNS Murfreesboro.
Freedom of speech pulsates with Good Neighbor Talk.
It's burning, I don't know where to go from here.
Welcome back. Dora Rucker is with us this morning, celebrating her 101st birthday. Born here in Murfreesboro in 1910. And going strong. In fact, she was telling me that sometimes she gets up and, you know, doesn't feel real great, but by the time the day moves on, she starts feeling good. But when she got up this morning, she was feeling great and was ready to roll. And this is just the beginning. I understand there's going to be a whole day of activities for you.
Isn't that wonderful?
That is great. That is great. Let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS with Dora Rucker. How are you today?
Is that me?
That's you. Good morning.
Oh, I'm doing great, and it's good to talk to you. This is, she calls me Lizzie, but Elizabeth Harding.
Yes, ma'am.
I came from over in the Smyrna area, the daughter of Mary and John H. Smith. Of course, they're both gone now. But I met Miss Dora when I was rather young. She was living up on Manny Avenue then. But I've always known her to be a beautiful and a beautiful dresser, and just she still looks so young looking to be 101. Happy birthday, Miss Dora. I can see the love that she has for other people and how she treat people, that I believe that God just blesses you with everything
all the time.
When you have that type of personality, I just hope somebody can see the same in me that they've seen in her. And I know that it's just God. And thank you for having her on.
Oh, it's an honor.
I didn't even know that she was even 100 yet, because she doesn't look it. And it shows you how she's been blessed. And thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to say I love you. And I pray that God will just continue to bless you, and that you have a wonderful time at the game.
Getting blessed
at the game. So you take care. I can remember the old schools and say, like when you was making the fires, because they were still doing that when I came along. And since I'm out of this Silver Springs area, not only did we make fires in that big heaters that we had at that time, but we also went down by the river to the spring and brought water back up so people would have water to drink during the day. So have a wonderful day in the Lord. You too, Bart.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. 893-1450. Let's go to the phones again. You're on WGNS with Dora Rucker. How are you today? Hello there.
Fine.
Anybody home? I don't hear that one. Hi there. Good morning.
Hey, Mark?
Yes, yeah, we hear you.
Hello?
Hi.
This is John Winnesmith.
Hi, John.
I just want to tell Miss Dora happy birthday. You know, when I go with Miss Dora to look at her house, when she see me coming in the door, she'll start life. So just tell her happy birthday. Yeah.
She just heard you say that.
Thank you.
Have a good day, John. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dora Rucker. How are you this morning?
I am doing fine. Good morning, Mrs. Rucker.
Good morning.
This is your deacon from the First Baptist Church, Jerome Drake, and would like to wish you a very happy birthday. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thanks for
that?
Calling.
Who was that?
Jerome Drake, your deacon at First Baptist.
Oh, Drake. Yeah, that's my deacon. Yeah.
Let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Hello, are you talking to me?
We are. Hear you good.
Okay. I'm Miss Dora Rucker. You don't know me and I don't know you, but my name is Autumn. And I've just been really touched by your stories here. And happy 101st birthday. Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll get to see each other in heaven one day. You sound like a beautiful, beautiful soul, and I can't wait to see you one day, sister.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's see if we can't squeeze in one more phone call. We have time for one more well-wisher for Miss Dora Rucker. You're on WGNS. Good morning.
Bart, this is Tommy Sanford.
Hey, Tommy.
I just want to wish Dora a happy birthday.
Isn't she special?
Yeah. Dora, how you doing, hon?
Fine. How you?
I tell you what, I appreciate you. Been knowing you for about 42 years in office, I know.
That's right.
And you were one of my best friends.
Yeah.
And I just want to wish you a happy birthday and tell you I love you.
Thank you.
Thank
and
you
I
for
hope
calling.
You have many more.
Yeah, thank
absolutely.
You.
Thank
Bart,
you, Tommy.
You got, this is the best star you've had on your radio show.
She is a star.
Oh, boy.
Y'all have a good day. Oh.
Thank you, Tommy.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And we're going to have to say goodbye. We thank you for joining
thank
us today.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank everyone.
Happy birthday
thank
to you.
Thank everyone.
Absolutely.